Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Keeping it real with the Rileys, Joseph and Jesus, Women of Faith, Equation of Truth. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, my goodness, such a beautiful, blessed day today. Did something that I hadn't done in a long time. Took me a good walk. An hour and a half walk. Haven't done that in a while. God is good, and He is good all the time. Riley, please take us away in the prayer.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you today with thanksgiving in our mind and in our heart. And just to say that we love you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. And we thank you for your grace and your mercy.
Yes.
And just for your everlasting love.
He is good, and He is good all the time.
Yes. I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Today we're going to head back. We're going to head back to Faith 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh, without faith it is impossible to please God. Isn't that right, Riley?
Yeah, that's so true, so true, so true. And, no faith. That's all we need to please God. Just not a whole lot of faith. Just a teeny weeny weeny bit of faith, you know. Just enough faith to size mustard seed. That's all He asks from us. Faith. That's all. Just enough faith. Faith. If you know, if we don't have faith, you know, our prayers just don't. It really don't work as good. That we need that faith. That when we pray and ask for something, that we got that faith that it's gonna happen. And what more can we, with all the stuff that our daddy give us, that's all He asks from us, the faith.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit of faith, that's all He asks from us.
Not a lot. Not a lot, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
And with that little bit of faith, it's got all we give back.
But God.
It gives back jealousy. And crazy. But He wanted to be our only dad.
Amen.
You know. No.
God is good, and he is good. God is good, and he is good all the time. This is the lowest I heard Riley speaking in a long time. I could barely hear. I had no need to get on me while talking so low. You know, Matthew 5:12, it says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they, the prophets who were before you. Now, rejoice. Rejoice. And rejoice in the goodness of the Lord. And rejoice in the fact that he sent his only begotten Son down to die for you. Rejoice in the fact that he loved you and he gave you another opportunity to get it right. Rejoice. Yes. Rejoice. Without faith. Rejoicing is pretty hard. We rejoice after the material thing. But if they were spiritually dead, let us rejoice spiritual after the spiritual substance. It says, that I know we're talking about in Matthew 5:12, we talk about the prophets that was persecuted. But I use that scripture because you've gone through different types of persecution in your life. It could be your friends, it could be your family, it could be your co-workers, your job. But when you want to make changes in your life, when you want to stand for something that you believe in and others believe in it, then they tend to persecute you. So when you're being persecuted, rejoice. It's hard to rejoice when you get frustrated there. But when you rejoice in the Lord, then you'll see the glory of the Lord. And you will see that when you're heaven bound, when you're walking with Jesus, though you may be persecuted, though you may go through, Jesus got you. He got you. And nobody, no man, no demon, no demon here can pluck you out the hand of the Father. That don't mean that you can't jump out yourself. But can anybody pluck you out? That's how we rejoice, because we know who our salvation is. If you can rejoice when you're broke, then when God bless you, you can show enough rejoice. If you can rejoice when you're down and out, when God lifts you up, you can rejoice even more. If you can rejoice in your darkest place, how much more can you rejoice when you're in light? What you say, Riley?
So true. That's so true. Yeah, that you can rejoice when you're down. You can have a happy day to see you again.
They hear again.
And that's where that faith comes in. You know, when you're down and you're out and everything going against you, and you just know that God got me.
God got me.
You know, God got me, you know. And that's what pulls you through. That's what makes the going get easier, you know, because you know God got you. You know, mama, daddy, everybody might try to get you, but God got you.
Yes.
Just believe that God do have you. Yes. Just that little faith.
But so we can do that when we got that faith. We can rejoice in spite of because of our faith.
But you know you're coming out.
You know. We know that you know that you know, even when everybody else around you is saying, he or she got to be a fool. They ought to go ahead and let that thing go. But God told you to hold it. It looks bleak. It looks dark. But rejoice. I don't know who this word is for, because this is not where I was headed. This is not where I was headed. God just changed what I had.
I want to be glad in because on the other side of that hill.
On the other side.
God's got something for you.
Don't
he? He got something for you. That's a blessing. It's a blessing. A blessing, it's a blessing. It's a blessing coming.
Each and every time. You know, I did not want to ever be in ministry like this. But I have to rejoice now. I rejoice because of the fact that what God has me doing, I rejoice when I see that people are being healed, delivered, and set free. I rejoice because I yielded to Jesus. Because I said, Lord, here I am. I am your willing vessel. You can use me. I can see the difference in not just my life, but in other people's lives. I can see how God uses us to touch others. And you never know. You never know where God is taking you. And you never know the outcome. What the outcome is going to be when God tells you to do something. You know, we went to. Oh, it's gonna always be good. We went to the credit union last week, and we're driving down the street. Well, my husband is driving. I'm sitting on the passenger side, pulling the back seat, and walking across the street eating. I tend to drop some money. I said, baby, I want to drop some money. We need to turn around and give it to her. Now, I must tell you, number one, Robbie is not the one turning around. He got to go all the way up the road and turn around, and then come way back down the road. But you know what? I know this was all God, because he didn't fuss about it. He didn't do any of that. And I said, babe, I believe she dropped money back there. And she was looking for it. She went up there and he turned around. She said, well, by the time we get back on this traffic, it's going to be the boardwalk. I said, no, it's going to still be there for her. We got back down there. As soon as we was approaching that money, it tried to fly away. But God. Now, the woman had just stopped. She was eating. She had stopped over there. I got out the car, picked up the money, and I said, that was, yeah, that's her over there. He said, I think she's looking for the money. And I said, ma'am, I believe you dropped it. It was a $20 bill. And I knew your mom, and she said, Lord Jesus, look at God. She said, I was sitting there looking for that money, trying to see what that happened to it. I said, well, my husband, he turned around, we seen you driving, he was across the street. So we turned around to come back and pick up a gift to you. She had no idea that she dropped it out in the middle of the street. She said, oh, my hands are charged up. I said, no, God, I already blessed me to thank you. But you don't even know why God have you do something. Now, I don't like to say God don't test you. But we can go through tests and trials, because when we start those tests, we got to come back to it. Lo and behold, today, two things today. Went to the doctor's office this morning with my son. My husband, wallet came in his pocket. I don't know how he managed not to put the wallet back in his pocket. I don't know what happened. We went in the doctor's office, came out. People were in the lobby. You want to know something? My son walked up to where my husband had been sitting and said, Dad, is this your wallet? The wallet was still sitting there. And Mom said, I didn't know my wallet was gone. Everything intact. Still sitting there. This is number one today. Then this is number two today. So we maybe have to walk. And so I'm going to walk with him. And I'm not one for all this walking. But I walk. And I know I had my ID, I had a dollar wrapped around my ID. Coming back, my phone rung. I took my phone out of the case of the phone. Didn't realize I dropped my license and his ID card on my dollar. I got home, and I went to do something. Wait a minute, my license is gone. I said, oh, Lord. I can't afford to be losing my license. And I couldn't see. I said, wait a minute. What did I answer my phone at? And I got in my car. I said, grandbaby, we'll go back up to where we came on. I answered the phone at. And we started off to where we came from. And I said, baby, is that it over there? He said, Nana, how you see that? Way over there. I said, God. God took me right back to that spot. The dollar wasn't there, but his ID and my ID was right there on the ground. He said, Nana, I don't know how you seen that from the street. God, but God, Jesus. I said, somebody needed that dollar. I said, but you know what? God left my life for me because somebody could have took his wallet and my ID and commit all type of identity theft and identity fraud. That was just God's divine protection. Rejoice. Did I rejoice? Yes. My brother, he was like, man, you're so happy. You are happy and excited. Yeah. This might seem small to you, but this is big to me. And I'm going to rejoice. You know, I'm going to give God the praise, honor, and glory because the situation could have turned out so different today. And I just thank God for it. You know, three pieces of ID to get ID. You know, for him, it would have been his bank card, his credit card, everything. But God is good. I mean, just a little bitty things that we neglect to tell God the little bit that we neglect to rejoice over. What you say, Rob?
Yeah, that's true. That's a really true.
Mm-hmm. And then if Mike hadn't been with us, we know nobody would have went back to that ship. But then the people are so good and so, you know, we tend to think there's a lot of bad, that everything is bad. Everybody's not bad. Everybody's not bad. And it's amazing that when you're in the hands of God, the divine protection that God would give you, when you yield into Him and doing His will. You know, it's not going to always be all roses. You got to go through something. Because if you don't go through, you can't be a witness. You got to go through in order to witness. Got to go through. You know, I am heaven bound. I want you to be heaven bound. I want you to walk in faith. I want you to rejoice with me the way that I'm able to rejoice, you know, in Jesus. You might not be able to rejoice the same exact way, but I still want you to be able to rejoice. You know, and sometimes, because life is so busy, we forget to appreciate the small things. A small thing can be just as simple as, Lord, thank you, because I'm not hungry. Lord, thank you. You know, we had a neighbor house that burned down. We didn't burn the good down, but it burned. But you know, the lesson that her son, little close, just right there, huh? And that's just a blessing that she was able to be with her son and not be out there wondering where she will lay her head. Just rejoice. 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 You gotta let Jesus be it. Let him be. Let him take control. Let him just lead, guide, and direct you. You know, God is good, and He is good all the time. He is your shepherd, if you allow Him to be. I know a lot of times we come to you, and we have a lot of scriptures wrote out that we have gone through. But I don't want to take you through a lot of scriptures today. Today, I just want to I just want you to know that to rejoice, walk in faith. Romans 10:17. It says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And sometimes you gotta hear it over and over. Sometimes you gotta hear it and read it and hear it again. I'm going to keep telling you to have faith. I'm going to keep telling you to rejoice. I'm going to keep telling you to put Jesus first. I'm going to keep coming before you to let you know that without faith it is impossible to please God. I'm going to keep coming before you to tell you that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to keep coming before you to give this to you. I'm going to give it to you over and over again. Because I want you to get it down deep into your spirit. Because I want you to laugh. I want you to be able to know that you know that you know that Jesus is leading, guiding, and directing you. To know that there is nothing that you can ask your Father for. No. Because he says that he will give you the desires of your heart if you delight yourself in him. Now, he didn't say exactly like that. But he said it. I want you to know that when he came from that wonderful, beautiful, magnificent, majestic Savior, Jesus Christ, came down all the way from heaven. He came down to die on the cross for you and me. He came down, gave his life. His blood was shed. He was whipped, flogged, beat for your sins, for my sins, for your health, for my health. He took all of that, that we may live. Died for us. He died. Not only did he die, but he couldn't stay dead. He couldn't stay dead. Because he had to get up on the third day. He had to get up and show the world that he true Messiah. He rose again that we may live without condemnation, that we may live. So if you don't know him for yourself, if you don't have a personal relationship with him, if you know him, but you're lagging in your relationship, if your prayer life is not where you want it to be, we invite you right here and right now to start a whole new relationship with him. Recommit yourself to him. Repeat prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died for my sin. I repent right now in the name of Jesus. I accept you now, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life. Come into my heart. Lead me, guide me, and direct me to all truth. If you said that prayer, amen. Welcome to the kingdom. Welcome to the family. Welcome. Jesus loves you. If you don't have a church home, find yourself a good church home. Be led of the Holy Spirit. Pray for where you should go. Because you can't just eat anywhere. A lot of people serve good food, but it's not healthy for you. So you can't just go sit and eat. Be led of the Spirit. If you're homebound, then we invite you to watch not just our ministry, but find other ministries that teach the Word of God. Feed yourself daily. Daily. Open the Bible. And, you know, I get this. Some people say they have trouble reading. They don't understand. Guess what? Tablet, telephone, they all have the Bible on.